Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797.
Good news for you.
What's that?
Tickets are on sale now.
Yeah.
For December 15th at LCA.
Mm-hmm.
Shakira.
Oh, really?
There you go. There you go, buddy. You can
nice.
Maybe start to erode away at the stigma of going to Celine Dion many years ago.
And instead?
Instead.
You go to Shakira?
Now it's Shakira.
I'm not sure how much street cred that gives, Doug.
It gives you more street cred.
Does it? Yeah. Well, I wasn't the one excited.
Here we go. No?
No.
You weren't excited about going to Celine Dion?
No. Larry Evans of Celine and Ted Schumer of Grand Blanc were excited. Yeah. They.
I think Shakira might be single now, too, Doug.
Oh.
Not that you're single, but maybe you have a hall pass or an arrangement with the wife.
Yeah, maybe you guys have a list.
Maybe it's laminated.
I'm not going to talk publicly about any laminated list that I carry with me. Not going to do that.
But if you were to, would she be on it?
Without question.
Well played, sir.
Yeah. All right, champ and chump. We do it every Monday. Who should be singled out for having the best weekend? Who should be called out for having a weekend that stinks? Gator, I will start. My champ of the weekend is the Detroit Tigers bullpen. In spite of Alex Fajedo messing around a little bit yesterday, the Tigers bullpen over the weekend, 9 innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts, 1 earned run. There's your bullpen. Tiger bullpen, my champ of the weekend.
Is that good?
Yeah.
My champ of the weekend is going to be Max Clark, the first-round pick from the Tigers from a year ago. Started off very slowly this year at Lakeland. It's at Triple A or at Single A ball. Went 0-4 in his first three games and has since kind of taken off. But really what he's done lately has been great. He's got 9 hits in his last 5 games, raising his batting average from 167 now to a respectable 286. He's also got 12 runs driven in 13 games at Lakeland, and he's hitting second.
Love it.
Yeah, and he hit his first home run over the weekend, too, of the season.
Boating well.
Yep.
Long way to go. It's a long road from A-ball to the majors, but I expect to see him with the Tigers by late May. Sarcasm. This is sarcasm. All right, next up, my chump of the weekend, also from the Tigers, Kenta Maeda, his last start versus Texas late last week. 2 2/3, 7 hits, 5 earned runs. Looked like he had zero command, couldn't locate anything. I am officially concerned about Kenta Maeda, my chump of the weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Boston Bruins, and I will for a while. What they didn't do against Washington a week ago Saturday still stings me, even once we figured out last week that the Red Wings were not good enough to make the playoffs despite having more wins than Washington. I go back and blame the Bruins because they sell out for the playoffs, but they don't care about the end of the regular season. They didn't care, and they lost that game. And then they go out and pound the Maple Leafs on Saturday night. I just will not respect Boston.
Okay, and there's our champ and chump. Get your champ and chump votes in at 248-539-9797. We tally up said votes, and we put them on our website on Tuesday, who the people select as champ and chump of the weekend. Just looking at Twitch, a couple votes coming in. Champ from Bear Slays, Champ Nelly Korda, 5 wins in a row. Awesome accomplishment.
That's amazing.
Chump Fanatics for leaking the Lions jerseys early.
Oh, it's a great chump. Yep. Well, that's a great chump.
Yep.
I wish I thought of that.
Mike writes in, champ Scottie Scheffler for playing the closest to a Tiger Woods streak as we may ever see again. Chump PGA Tour for not moving the tee times 2 hours earlier in a limited field, even when the weather was known to be coming into Hilton Head.
Yeah, they've done that before. And actually, you know who's playing like Tiger Woods is Nelly Korda.
Yeah.
Five in a row? That's unbelievable.
It really is. Get your champ and chump votes in. And like I said, we tally these votes up and post on our website. Who do people select as champ and chump of the weekend? 248-539-9797. All right, Gator. We were talking about the insider trade possibility of moving back on trade night. Moving back on trade night. Here's some of the feedback that's coming in. Scott writes in, I think BPA is a lie. All these players last year were guys at positions where they could get on the field ASAP. Gibbs was chosen because they wanted a 1-2 punch at running back. Laporta was to replace Hawk. Branch was obvious position of need. Campbell, need. We weren't taking an offensive lineman, even if it was BPA. BPA is a smokescreen. He's choosing the most impactful player for our roster needs. Do you believe that? I know you've talked about this. Do you believe that?
I kind of, in a way I do, because I just think it's been easier for him because they've had so many holes in the roster. This is the year where it's difficult because they don't have many holes in the roster. That's why we don't know what they're going to do at 29. I mean, there's not an obvious position of need. I mean, you could make the case, I guess, for a number of positions here, but they're not, are they all like obvious? Corner, offensive lineman, edge rusher. I mean, they've addressed all three of those in the offseason to this point, but you're looking for a long-term solution. I think that the player that they take comes from one of those three groups, but this is how they do the long-term. They don't sign long-term guys in free agency. They draft them, and then they'll re-sign them, and I think this is where they're going to look.
So it's interesting because Brad Holmes has stood at the podium repeatedly and said the same thing over and over and over with great conviction. And I have bought it all, hook, line, and sinker. And
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A listener here called it a smokescreen. The commitment to the smokescreen is awfully impressive if it truly is, I do think he's BPA. I do think, but I think they also have decided, and I think this year they're going to, remember I predicted last week they're going to trade up. I think they control BPA to a degree in that they maneuver around still go BPA, but they maneuver around where the player at the position makes the most sense. If that means trade up, like they did with J-Mo, they traded up to control the narrative. They moved back and still got Gibbs, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think, and they landed themselves a bonus second rounder in the mix. So I'm of the belief that they move around, they maneuver to make BPA work for them.
So this is why they're going to trade up.
That's what I believe. That's what I truly believe.
Even though this mock says trade back.
Well, this mock says trade back. I think just because, and this is why, remember last week when I said I'm predicting strongly that they trade up, but I'm not going to shoot the boot guarantee it because there's an unknown variable, and that is to trade, you have to have a trade partner. And if you don't have a trade partner, you can't force somebody to deal with you. So, you know, this is not, that's the problem with predicting any kind of trade is who's the trade partner and do you guys agree on the price? Like the price is, how desperately does a team want to make a move? Sometimes you can get good deals. Sometimes you have to overpay a little bit. Feedback coming in. My champ Buddy Kennedy, my chump AJ Hinch, quit platooning a catcher and give Kelly a chance. Rogers blows. That's from Mike and Hal.
Wow.
Buddy Kennedy is fascinating to me because it sounds like a made-up name. Like if I had said just make up a random name with kind of a nickname and a typical last name, Buddy Kennedy would come up. I mean, it'd be like Doc Jones or something. You could just make up a nickname and a last name, a common last name, and say that guy who's got a nickname, first name, and a common last name is going to impact the Tigers season. The name Buddy Kennedy, if we said, we'll take text. Somebody would have texted in the name Buddy Kennedy and probably Doc Jones, Doc Smith, or whatever. That guy kind of won the Tigers a game yesterday. Not really, but he had a big two-run homer, Buddy Kennedy. Raise your hand if you'd heard of Buddy Kennedy. I mean, once they moved for it, but I'm talking about prior to this year.
Gator, was he on a 10-day Piston contract this year?
Yeah, he was, actually. He got a chance to play in two games and then was a, DN, don't play coach's decision.
Yeah, DNP.
Yeah. Look, he was there in spring training, and he showed very well in spring training and then started off at Toledo and hit at Toledo. Wasn't hitting the cover off the ball, but hit well enough where once the injuries started to mount at Toledo and elsewhere in the organization, the Tigers needed somebody to come up. It was okay. I guess we'll go with Buddy Kennedy. And
it was either him or Max Stevenson, one or the other. And they went with
just making up another name.
Yeah, but
no, he played. It was nice to see him get his chance and run with it. Wenzel Perez is another guy who's, you know, trying to make the most out of his opportunity, and he wants to stick around, but it's probably not going to happen too much longer, but he's doing fine. As far as the comment about make the move between Carson Kelly and Jake Rogers and Carson Kelly deserves it, not a guy who's doing anything really special. I mean, clearly Kelly is hitting better right now than Jake Rogers,
mm-hmm.
but all it takes is one big game from Jake Rogers to change that. I don't really care who gets the lion's share at this point. They've split it down the middle almost at 16 games for Carson Kelly, 14 games for Jake Rogers. They've both gotten in with their plenty at bats. They 41 at bats for Kelly, 39 for Rogers. So does Carson Kelly definitely deserve more time? I think it's too early to say that, but you can lean that way, I guess. I wouldn't make him the chump.
Quick AJ Hinch is, look, everybody's got their own opinion, their own vote.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.